just leave up the kitchen limits, a few things that I remember from the Rebbe's Chavrocha and give us some Hagim. So before we set over with the Gei the Matzahs, the Matzahs mitzvah from Leil Pesach, he was marked that it should be bigger. He wanted to have room in the Kazesin in the Matzah itself, without having to add on from Matzahs from the outside. He used to be marked that they should make it much bigger size.
You mean for him or for the Bnei Bias?
I think with the Bnei Bias also, I think.
But for yourself, at least you have enough. Unless you have enough for Matzahs, you have enough for yourself.
Yeah. And so he used to make it to make them much bigger. And he had like special boxes that he ordered to be able to contain those matzahs, those big matzahs. Another thing that I remember is given states of Bechol and everything when they get to Pesach, the Gezach, is very, as I many tzaddikim, was a big payday from a minik, from everything was mamish, a gewaldik payday. He was makbid not to take out the kalim from Pesach until after Srefas Chometz. Even if the house was clean from Chometz already, he didn't eat Chometz in the morning. It wasn't, we ate in the morning, he wasn't makbid to eat Chometz. It was already clean from Chometz. But he was makbid not to take down the kalim. It says that they didn't start cooking anything for Yom Tov, nothing was prepared for Yom Tov until after Srefas Chometz. After he took out the last Chometz, the Srefas Chometz, then he let them take down the Kalim, Pesach Tikkun Kalim. The kashering, those things were done before. But to take down the Kalim, the actual Kalim of Pesach, nothing was taken down from wherever they were stored, nothing was taken down until after Srefas Chometz, Erev Pesach in the morning. That was another Zach, which and most people is probably not shy to even copy, but noch machen. But that's another thing that he was marked put on. What? Yeah. Some men probably won't even be able to. I remember the Rebbe used to always speak about it, and she till today she says she doesn't know how she even did it. But the Rebbe told me that the first year Pesach they were in America, first year Pesach after they moved back from Eretz Yisrael, the first year of Tovshin Tezvovim, something like that, 1955, Pesach, so mamash the Rebbe, they bought Pesach to get Kalim. So the only time the Rebbe came to the store for anything that was bought in the house was when they bought the Pesach Dikah dishes. He wanted to pick out the Pesach Dikah dishes. All year round, Shabbos, Nishke Chilik, whatever you buy, with Nishke Nafkimini, he never went to any store ever. The only time he came to the store to pick out something was for the Pesach Dikah Kalim. Pesach Dikah Kalim, he came and he chose what kelim he wants for Pesach, but the running around to get everything the schmaltz and he came to America the first time he made Pesach, and the mamish the days before Pesach his mamish running around to get everything. He used to make his own wine. He used to make his own the whole avoid. I'm saying I do by me today. How to make? He used to make with the raisins. The ganze zach he used to make. He used to make for Pesach when I Rabbi Yankel used to make it all year round, every Shabbos. I don't know if you remember Fievel, but Pesach, the Rebbe used to make it for Pesach.
Raisin wine,
yeah. Saying till today, I make it the way he made it. So after running around and everything, by the time he came to the Seder Nacht, his mamash was Tesach Oizgemuchit and everything. And that year, they had a guest from Eretz Yisrael, Gevur Rabbi Sol Edelman. The grandfather of all the Edelmans. So he was there in America then, and he stayed by the Rebbe then, that Pesach. And came tomorrow, they used the Chrein, as if like Menutz in the Chrein. And it was sharp, as if being like, you know, fresh, get sharp. And with all the, you know, all the running around before Pesach, with Alice, and by the time he came to the chrein, he took the chrein in. Mamish, when he ate the chrein, he chalished. He was out for like a half an hour. The Rebbe and the Rebbe to Mamish, they didn't know what to do. They couldn't wake him up. The crane mamish knocked him out for half an hour. He was out. Until he got back to himself, because from all the and everything from the days before, like the first Pesach, and all his chumris and all the zachen that he didn't give up and then he little dick and also give him mamish, you know, the matzahs and the. That's what I heard from the Rebbe. But you put a gewaldic avoid in the Pesach, the gewaldic avoid side by the matzahs, side by every little zach. It was a mamish. What I remember, the seid itself. You didn't say any much divinatory by the seid. The five of you did by the seid, no?
Yes.
What do you remember from the Seder?
What I remember interesting was first by the Afikoyman once. So Shlomo stole the Afikoyman. When he came to eat, he said, no, it's Afikoyman. So Shlomo said he stole it. So, you know, it's a whole thing. Some people say you should or you shouldn't. So he said something, or maybe the smach tzachnarish, I don't remember exactly. So Shlomo wouldn't give it back. He said, I want to ask something. I don't want to give it back. So he said, no. He said, I want to become a chusin. It was a bacher then. And I don't remember if he vinched him, but he taka became a chusin that year.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And I think by the washing, he had some chusid gave him like a silver, you know, thing with a bowl on it. I think only the Rebbe washed. I don't think everybody washed. I think just he washed. And they had some Seder flu. The Kamad didn't speak. And what do you say when you open the door, Phil? So the Rebbe himself opened the door, and he used to give a big Shalom Aleichem. You know, it's after Baruch Haba, I said Shalom Aleichem, and he like walked him into the room, and Geshrigen Mamish with Keiches Shvoicham Mascha, Mamish with the. Never saw, that's the only time I ever saw him really get like excited like that. Screamed, and then he would say, Yimach Shimon. And he would, you know, the end of it, we say, but the Goyim, whatever, you know, they should get there. He would say, Yimach Shimon. And he spat on the floor. And I remember, Mom should remember it. And then he walked him back to the door. And before he closed the door, a few times he'd say, Gajantiv, Gajantiv.
Yeah, and I remember that also.
And then some during the Seder, I don't remember where, he spoke about during the war with the big Hisrakshas. A lot of it I didn't understand what he was saying, but he like started speaking about, you know, like this, you know, like as you know, he never, Kamad never spoke about it, you know, any of the bad things, you know, during the war. But one part of the Seder, he would talk about it. The Vanquish went then, but with the Ochmet is it's Rakshas. That's all. The main thing I remember.
The few times when they say that Imamish was misragish by the Agoda. First of all, Yishamda used to sing, and sometimes he got up to dance by Yishamda. After he said it once, with the fast nigga of Yishamda, and by the shtickel of Esamaleinu Elu Abonim, used to Mamish scream it Mamish b'tzalka Mamish. As a malign, the idea abunim, if the kavana was that the ikir, the person's mesamul is for the kinder, the yid is mesamul, there's a home get the kinder, elche kinder, that used to mamish scream. Shvoy chamoschi, mamish used to say, get yom tivali yui, I remember get yom tivali yui, I'll get yom tivali yui. He's like mamish, like if first he's shom aleichem, then afterwards it's get yom tivali, shvoy chamoschi, mamish used to scream as well. After chasal see the Pesach, after Chassal Seder Pesach, they used to get up to dance. They had a nigging chasalsi the Pesach that they brought from the Haim, the nigging chasalsi the Pesach. And they used to play dancing, chasalsi the Pesach. Shun Abu, his mamish was a ganze maimed. He used to get up to dance with all the, I don't know if you remember that, Fibel, but I remember that. And I'm saying my father remembers it from the years, previous kids, all of them. So he used to get up to dance. Sometimes maybe Shalom the chasalsi the Pesach, always he got up to dance.
When did he count Sphere the first night?
I mean, the second night. The first night, Sphere.
Second night. I mean, in Beis Medrash or after the Seder?
After Maariv.
After Maariv in Beis Medrash.
Yeah. Wasn't later on.
And the Rebbe said Shir Shirim. I don't remember either. I don't think so.
He did say. He said Shir Shirim, of course.
By the table?
After the table. He used to say Shir Shirim, yeah.
And Chav Gadya would say? I also don't remember.
Chad-Kadi also, you think, about the show? Yeah, sure. By Shmuel Shloim, by the same ice, I think, I heard from the Rebbe, I think. The same ice, he was once sitting by the Seder, and he was Fabrengen with Oilem. I think he said it was like 3, 4 in the morning already, something like that. But before the Afikoyim is still. Like 3, 4 in the morning, the middle of the Seder somewhere, I don't know, he was Fabrengen. And all of a sudden, he looks at his watch, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, he says, neat.
I don't think it was a difference in the first night or second night. Very interesting.
The Rebbe Zichr wasn't Chatzos.
No.
Although it came out many times, usually it did not come out before Chatzos Dafke. Not because the Seder was that long, but sometimes until they started it took time. But I don't think it was Makbana Chatzos. The first Kazayis came out before Chatzos usually. First Kazayis, I never heard from him anything about the Abnei Zach. If he had in mind, he didn't have in mind. I never asked him, but
my son Moshe asked if the Rebbe was Makbid on the 5 crises. I don't remember. I don't think he was.
The Rebbe was Makbid on the 5 crises. Most years not. Says the years he was in Radzin, he drank 5 crises. Obviously. The years he was before the Muhammad Radzin. But obviously, I'm saying, yeah, I guess he was by Pshat Shlomo, yeah. But later on, he used to speak about it, but I don't think he always drank. I once asked him, what's the pshat? He told me that l'chavod of his father. Even though he's Mekayim 5 Kaisin Radzin, but come to Pesach, l'chavod of his father, he used to do like his father. That was like the kibbudah. That's the way his father, Chazal Gefiit.
And what about, how does Rav Nosson fear?
I drink 5 crises, yeah.
like the say the Maral? Like it says in the Maral Aguda?
Like it says in the Radzin Aguda.
The fourth crisis. The Maral came out of fear.
I never saw the Maral Aguda, but the fourth crisis, where everyone drinks the fourth crisis, huh? That's where the fourth crisis is.
Right.
The fifth crisis is after the fourth crisis, you don't say Chassal to the Pesach. After the whole... during the fourth kois, but you don't take chasal to the Pesach. Imam Shich, he be chasiyah lailo, b'mat of zavach Pesach, he be chasiyah lailo, those two shtiklech, and then you say the next shtickle of Adi b'mlichu.
Yeah.
After that, you drink the fifth kois, then you make the Allah Geffen, and then you sing chasal to the Pesach, the Shana Abba, and then Imam Shich, Adi Hu, and Echem Yidea, and Chad Gadi. That's the seid of the 5 crises.
So you don't change. I think in the matter. If you look at the matter al haguda, I think it changes where you drink them. This way is better. You're not changing the 4. You're adding on a 5th.
The fourth crisis is the same place by Howell. The fourth crisis is Elbe Platz. Fifth crisis is added on after Adi Bemlucha. After Adi Bemlucha, that's the fifth crisis. Then you make the Allegef Mestetzich, and then you sing Chasal to the Pesach. And Lashon HaBo. That's That's
better.
The Rebbe, when he speak about the Muhammad, I don't know if he's the shoulder matzah, but he spoke about the matzah that he had from Rav Shmuel Shloimeh, from during the Muhammad, the Afikoyim matzah. That he had all the, he used to keep it with him all the years. I don't know if, I don't think he showed it by the Seder, but I think it was together with Mukti usually, because together with the Psalmat Bey that he got from his grandfather, the Kirmanov Rebbe. But he used to speak about the matzah that he had, the Afikoyim. He held that was a shmira for him throughout the Melchama, that Afikoyim matzah that he had.
No, I told you once that I asked the Rebbe, I said, my father, Rav Shalom, was always very marked, always used to keep from the Afikoyim, and we always used to put it away, and used to burn it with the chametz Erev Pesach the next year. So I asked, you know, did the Rebbe know of such a minig like that, keeping the Afikoyim? So he took out from his, he had in his pocket in his rackle, he had a little leather pouch, like you said.
Right.
And he had a, was it called a zlata?
He had a matbe, I don't remember.
But there was a zlata, no?
A zlata, yeah.
From the Kremlin of Rebbe. And then he had a little teeny piece of foil. And he said, in that piece of foil, he had matzah afikoyman from Reb Shmuel Shloimeh. Like you said, he said that was with him the whole time during the war when he's in the forest. What?
Zaytos, he didn't burn it. He didn't burn it the next year.
What?
Zaytos, that he didn't burn it the next year.
He didn't burn it. No. Right.
They said that the mile of matzah is the only. It's only shiraim you can keep the whole year long.
Yeah, true.
Were you ever there by
Yud Beis Chalitz? Yud Beis Chalitz can't hold very long.
Sure, I was there a few times.
And he mamish went everywhere.
He went around, but he wasn't like mamish. You know, misamali. He used to look, but he wasn't like he didn't put in hours into it. He didn't put hours after everything that he did when he got Pesach Befrat. It was always Alamul, Emeetemi by you to Zaman, Gizintahite. That was Alamul. For in Radzin, you know, they used to use karpas in Radzin. What they used for karpas? Reitiche, radishes.
Radishes.
Most Polish use that. I know it's like a shmak, because the oil and wait for the karpas, for the hot potatoes, the salt water. It's mamish, kemayim, karim, al nefesh, ayefa. But the mice, they use radishes. These radishes and for more, they use the chrein.
That was they used shtikl chrein by the Rebbe.
Yeah, shtikl chrein. Yeah, that was my mishnah.
And that was an avoid all the
Rebbe. What?
That was by the Rebbe, a big avoid.
Yeah, it's mul also. It's mul also, but they use shtikl also. What? What are you saying, Favel?
So I'm saying it was a big avoid also by the Rebbe eating the chrein. The Moror.
Yeah, it was a big avoda, big avoda.
And big avoda. Did he put out pieces before B'dikas Chametz?
He put out the pieces, yeah. Mm. And then later, when I was there, I think he used to give it to me to put out, but he didn't want me to put out, but even though he's not going to find them, like he has to work to put out normal, to put out pieces down. No, it should be a hasten that you go around. But then he used to go, afterwards he used to go to the Bismedish to be by the Chametz there also. After he was born, he came to Mismedish. And then after Koyrich, Esmanach, that most didn't have that many. To eat eggs, cooked eggs and salt water. There's a shtickle mei shloich on that also.
Right.
And then Likutin. If I has a chance, to look over there. Shtickle, that's mamish, the Yisoydus and Pesach over there. Why we eat eggs, Pesach by night. But the Zalt doesn't say, but the Zaltwasser, that's what the meaning was with the Zaltwasser.
You wear a kettle by the Seder?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they didn't wear kittel in Radzin, but only the Rebbe's mishpocha wore kittel.
Today,
what?
They don't wear
themselves wore kittel.
Yeah, because
the Rebbe's
mishpocha.
Yeah,
it's
the
Rebbe.
Oh, it's
a
Rebbe.
Yeah. You wear
Rosh Hashanah also? Rosh Hashanah don't wear though. Only Rosh Hashanah Rebbe didn't wear. Rosh Hashanah Rebbe wore only. From Kiyah Shofar Anan, because he was the Baal Makre, he put on the kittel then.
No, even in Yerushalayim, they wear by Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah. Yerushalayim a lot of eating by Rosh Hashanah, yeah, but not the.
Yeah, everybody wears
Rosh Hashanah.
What?
What do you say? In the Gairish, in Yagdol Torah, they don't say when the Tatikim time for Shil Titron Vasa Kittel.
So when the Rebbe kept the Haim,
I don't know. Yeah.
They say when the Rebbe kept the Haim for
Shil. I hear. You have a diner. I think that in Radzina there were people that wore also Kittel by Seder Nachtia. Even if you keep it anyway, but by Seder, Chavez made him. That's what I once heard, but I ask. That was basically it. I'm sure there's more things, but offhand, it's hard to, you know, sitting down trying to remember, it's hard to remember. But there was nothing more. I know you was Makbid on the Kedem, he's very Makbid. Itaki had a silver tach, he put it away for Pesach. He used to have it. Pesach was a silver, it's a dime thing that he used to use.
He used to say it's from Yanam, somebody.
Yeah, I forgot who it was, but you got someone, and he put it away for Pesach.
Yeah.
All year, he was very not into these type of Zachen, but Pesach, he had all this Kalim and Zachen. It was